This is the LA Hampton Show, an Aggie radio podcast, and I'm going to give you my hot takes on UFC, and if you disagree with them, we can go five rounds in the octagon. Or you can tweet me at LA Hampton 2. Welcome to the LA Hampton Show. This is LA Hampton. And with me in the studio is Ethan.
Hello, everybody. Ellie's got such a beautiful voice that you wouldn't not recognize it.
Uh-huh. Funny.
Funny. You should have heard the laugh we were going to put on the intro.
You guys would get annoyed with it really fast, though.
Maybe. I mean...
Definitely.
I just didn't want to take the chance. I know I wouldn't get sick of hearing
uh-huh.
it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to butter me up, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I gotta keep this job. Gotta pay the bills.
Sure. Well, we have a couple things we could talk about today. Got a couple fighters come back and a couple upcoming events that are going to be pretty cool.
It's been eventful. since the last podcast we did.
Yeah, ages ago.
Yeah. And who's mostly at fault for that?
Definitely me.
That would be
so you. I apologize to all of our avid fans out there.
Which apparently there were several because a lot of people downloaded this. So hopefully a lot download this one and hopefully you're listening right now.
They've probably learned their mistakes.
I don't know.
But yeah, since then, a couple of exciting things have happened. George St. Pierre announced that he's returning to UFC.
And I guess I'm just going to guess that you're a little bit excited about that.
I would think I'd be more excited, but... I'm kind of nervous.
Why?
It's kind of like that excitement when we heard there's going to be a, you know, new Star Wars episode. Like, it's going to be great, but what if it's not, you know? So, like, I'm excited, but if it flops, yeah. If he doesn't do well, I will never watch it again. And that's a sore loser thing to say, but it'd be crushing.
You'll never watch UFC again?
Yeah. I switched from Star Wars to UFC there.
No, I'm just making sure you're not... I just wanted you to specify that you were going to say you weren't going to watch UFC anymore. Not necessarily that you weren't going to watch him fight anymore because it was too painful.
No, I would probably quit UFC altogether if he lost.
But hey, like, you haven't given up on Star Wars, right?
No, heck no. Of course not. Rogue One was good.
I mean, yeah, Rogue One was awesome. Loved Rogue One.
Yeah.
I also loved The Force Awakens. I know some people didn't like it as much because they're like, oh, it's just a rehash of...
Okay, but honestly, if they changed it too much, people would be annoyed too.
Yeah, people just aren't going to be happy.
Yeah,
no matter what. That's how I look at it. I mean, for me, I'm not a huge movie critic. I tend to go in without a lot of expectations. That way, like, it can just be what it is instead of be what I had a preconceived notion of what it should be.
Right.
And I think that most people go into, like, those kind of things like that. And I think that's why a lot of people didn't like The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Because they went in with an idea of what they thought it was going to be. Without giving it a chance to be what it was.
Well, that's why I liked it so much. Like, I went in not even expecting anything from it. It was just going to be exciting to have Star Wars back.
Yeah.
And that's how I should go into this. You're right. I should be like,
yeah,
George St. Pierre is back. And I should just be happy with it.
Don't necessarily say, oh, he's gonna be as great of a fighter as he was before. Yeah. Maybe he's not. Maybe he is. But just let him be who he's going to be and just, you know, take it as it is.
Yeah. It'd be disappointing, though. And he's fighting Michael Bisping, too, which I don't... exactly love him, so it'd be really good to see him lose.
But, that's Ellie's polite way of saying she does not like the person.
I don't super love Michael Bisping.
She's not a fan.
No, sometimes. But yeah, so if he was the one who beat George St. Pierre, I'd be even
more annoyed, more angry.
Yeah.
So am I gonna need to like go stock up on some torches and pitchforks so that we can? Go riot somewhere?
No, you just don't turn on your tweets, your notifications for my tweets, because I'll just be angry tweeting if he loses to Michael Bisping.
It's always fun when she angry tweets.
And I do that sometimes.
Hopefully you guys caught in the intro, but if you do want to get some info to Ellie, let her know how you feel about kind of what she's saying or what we're talking about, hit her up on Twitter at EllieHampton2.
Yeah.
Because apparently there was already an Ellie Hampton.
Ellie Hampton one.
I think. I mean, I assume that's why you have that one.
Or it's did you actually just put not. It? I just like the number. Like I like two for some reason. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
Ellie Hampton one would sound super lame.
I mean, you could have just left it at Ellie Hampton.
Nah, that's too boring. You know.
Is it?
No. Yeah, you're right.
See, because I would have used just like my name as my Twitter handle.
Well, what's yours?
Mine is Ethan Chadwick 15.
See, why are you 15? You're the 15th Ethan Chadwick?
No, so there is a kid that has at Ethan Chadwick who's never tweeted. And 15 is my favorite number, so that's why I chose that.
2 is my favorite number.
Well, it's just funny because when it's 2, it's like, well, maybe there was someone else before you just went for the second one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's always fun when you have other people that have your name as their username and they don't use it. It's like, at least be using it. Because I sometimes go back and check and see if I can switch it like I did this week. And no, I can't.
Inconsiderate.
Still using it.
Incredible.
Sort of. Haven't tweeted once. but they have it, so I can't do anything about it.
Well, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'll bounce back. Maybe.
Praying for you.
Thanks.
Hashtag
prayers for Ethan.
Ethan Chadwick 15, not Ethan Chadwick, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what the prayers are going to be for.
You can tweet me about similar sad stories if you want, at Ethan Chadwick 15.
Similar sad stories.
About not getting the username you wanted.
Yeah. It's a hard life.
It's a hard knock life for us. Anyway, so George St. Pierre.
George St. Pierre. Matt Hughes kind of said something about maybe coming back, and he's my other favorite, but I don't think he's coming back. It's just a popular thing right now to talk about coming back, possibly. So we
got to get your take on this fight that's apparently going to happen this summer.
Oh, dear. I know where this is going.
You and I have talked about it briefly before, but not really in depth.
Mm, sure.
But I already know that you are not a real fan of this. But Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather are apparently going to fight this summer.
Apparently.
Like July or something. They already reserved an arena or something. So you've got... What are they going to do? Is it still going to be like UFC or is it going to be boxing?
It's going to be boxing. Like Conor has his boxing license and Floyd is coming out of retirement for it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a boxing deal.
I mean, and so I guess, what do you think this is about?
What this is about?
Yeah.
This is about egos and money. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, okay, this is the way I look at it. It's definitely about money. I think it's really just going to be like the celebrity all-star game.
Yeah.
Where you just go and pretend and it doesn't have to be good. It's not like an actual game. Like, doesn't matter who wins.
Right.
It's not like anything's on the line. I think it'll be like that where it's going to be more of like a happy, everybody get together and celebrate us kind of a thing.
I wish I could say that that was true, but I feel like it feels that way, but it won't end that way. Like it will end with UFC being devalued because Conor's going to get his butt whooped. So I think that at the end of it, people are going to think UFC is
more lame. He fights a different style.
Yeah, which is that's why I don't even understand. Like, what are you trying to accomplish? Neither of you are meeting on, you know, like common ground.
Yeah,
like, one of them is going to be worse. Like, I think Floyd would lose if it was a UFC match.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, he would be toast too. But
well, maybe,
since it's boxing, I think Conor's for sure going to get served. But
I mean, if it was UFC, he could still like just go with the boxing attitude and
totally
still probably win.
But Conor can take him down easy. I feel like it would be. I just feel obviously it's going to be it's in either of their favors if it's in, you know, the ring or the octagon. So
or maybe they can just do a doubleheader.
I don't know. I just think it's silly. I think it's going to people want to watch it though. So I guess it's going to happen either way.
I mean, I kind of look at it as being similar to like the WWE where
how embarrassing.
It's scripted. It's just for entertainment value. It's not really for
which bugs
for
me.
For keeps really.
Cuz that's what UFC is not about. That's WWE. Like, leave that there. If Conor wants to go be WWE and be in the entertainment business, he can. But like, he's just dragging the UFC through some.
But he's not going to be going like with the UFC. Like, I mean, it's going to be a separate thing from the UFC.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of made the UFC what it is. Like, people associate his name and Ronda's name with UFC. They are the biggest stars from it. So
wait, Ronda who?
You're funny.
I like to think so.
But yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. I don't like endorsing it because I just think it's silly. I probably will watch it after everybody's already talked about how Conor loses in the first, you know, round. Because that's what will happen.
So what will you do if he wins?
If Conor wins?
Yeah.
What will I do?
Yeah.
Okay. I will. What should I do?
I mean, like, how will you react if he wins?
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, let's make a bet, because I can come up with something grandiose, ridiculous that I will do. I'll just go streaking through campus if he Connor wins. Yeah, because that's not, there's no way going to happen.
Okay, I'm going to have to tweet at Connor, we'll just be live tweeting. Hey, Connor, you better win. We're going to get Ellie to go streaking through campus. We're going to get Ellie Hampton, too.
Because that's the reason he wants to win.
I'll just be like, help a brother out. Help a lot of brothers at Utah State out.
Oh, dear. But, yeah.
I guess maybe some lesbians do. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
You feel awkward about the idea now?
I do. I think most people won't want to see Jabba the Hutt streaking through campus. But, you know,
you are
people,
anything but Jabba the Hutt.
People have different tastes. anyway,
this wasn't about me running naked through campus. Oh, this is about you.
We're getting off topic here. But yeah, there was a video released actually of Connor like practicing his boxing, and it is not that great. I don't know if it was just like, it's only like 10 seconds or maybe 20 seconds, but it's not good. You can tell he's going to lose really fast if that's actually what his, you know, form is like. But anyway,
again, like, I don't think it's going to be a serious fight.
Ugh, which that's just, like I said, like, that just bums me out. Like, UFC is all about being, like, legitimate.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's real.
Yeah.
You don't mess around
but
in that sport.
But here's the thing is, like, I don't think it puts a black mark on UFC. I think it puts a black mark on Conor McGregor for doing it.
Yeah, I guess. On Dana White for letting Conor McGregor do it. He's under contract, I feel like. And Dana's like, yeah, you can go and do a money fight in some other arena. It's fine. I guess people make WWE... like cameos when they're in the UFC too, like Ronda did that too, which still don't love, but it happens. So it's the same thing.
So basically what we're supposed to gather from this is Ellie is a UFC purist.
I guess. Man, I'm so
particular.
We
can't say Puritan because she's just agreed to go streaking through campus if Floyd Mayweather loses that fight.
Yeah.
The only thing is, like, don't get caught.
Oh, that's true. Hopefully, you know, this doesn't get out. Don't tell the authorities, please. It's not going to happen. What am I saying? Like, it's not actually going to happen.
You started going down the path of believing it would.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be really funny if he wins. To see if, like, you actually go through with it.
Yeah, hold me to it, I guess, because it's... I don't believe it.
I'm going to start selling tickets now.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
that would be funny. But yeah, interesting stuff.
Oh dear. We've digressed quite far.
Yeah, it's true. We have.
Well, UFC 210 is coming up. It's going to be on April 8th. So that was going to be exciting.
Are we finally actually going to watch a UFC thing together?
I'm actually not going to be here for that one. I'll be in North Carolina for this one.
Wow, what for?
Oh, we're going to a marketing analytics conference.
Sounds fantastic.
It's going to be way cool. I'm really excited, actually.
It actually sounds really boring.
No, we got accepted to it. We had to apply. So we're going to go and do a competition there. So it's...
That's cool. Well, don't mess up.
Yeah. I'm just going to be thinking about UFC the whole time.
I thought you were going to say you were going to be thinking about me. And I was like, oh.
That too.
Oh.
Just the second on the list. Thinking about this
better
show.
That's better than where I'm at on most lists.
But yeah,
but anyway, so who's on the ticket?
So the main event is Daniel Cormier and Anthony Johnson. And this is their second time fighting. And I want to say Daniel Cormier won their first fight. Don't quote me on that. Let me double check. But yeah, so they're going at it again.
And I don't remember. Do you like Daniel Cormier or no?
Yeah.
Is he one of the ones that you like? Because I recognize the name from, I think we talked about him last time. I just don't remember.
Yeah, he's the Olympic wrestler. And I think he's cool. I think he's a really cool guy. When he was starting to fight John Jones, and it was back when I really liked John Jones, I didn't really like Daniel Cormier at that time. But, you know, eventually, like, he did a couple funny things, and I follow him on Twitter and stuff. Like, I just think he's a cool guy. And he trains with all of my favorite fighters. Like, they're just a good group of people.
She doesn't even follow me on Twitter, and she follows him.
I don't?
I don't know.
Of course I do.
I was just kidding. I don't know. I just like being a punk sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Who are some other high-profile matches that they're going to have?
At 210? Let's see. Chris Weidman's going to be fighting. And I love him. He's ranked number 4 right now. He used to be the champion.
If you love him, why don't you marry him?
I'm trying.
Just kidding. Trying, wow.
Let's see. Patrick Coat is fighting. That's going to be good. And he's fighting Thiago Alves, so it's cool. And Charles Oliveira, he's the submission dude. He's like submission artist. He will be a good one to watch. But yeah, it looks like that's going to be a good card. I'm sad I'm missing it.
You do, in fact, follow me. I did double check.
Gosh, I can't believe you say that. Blasphemy.
It's just fun to get a rise out of you. I'm not? What?
What? I can't believe it.
No, I had to work really hard for it, though, at the time.
What?
Yeah. I had to, like, make you go in and follow me.
I don't remember it happen. I don't remember that.
It's because it was more important to me than it was to you.
Oh, dear. Probably.
Oh, wow.
What are you trying to say here?
What are you trying to say here?
Are we trying to DTR this right here right now?
Yes.
All right.
Gosh. So I guess, so are you going to be able to watch it while you're there, or are you going to have like a conference going on at the time?
I think that that's going to be the night where we're presenting, so I'm not going to do it. You guys are just going to
How are you
going to
give
it.
Hot takes about it?
Right? Gosh, because yeah, you could follow my tweets, because I'll just follow it on Twitter usually, but... We'll see.
It's funny when she angry tweets about UFC.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of real good funny stuff going on there.
So, definitely, if you haven't already, follow her at EllieHampton2.
Yeah, let's say that a couple more times in this podcast.
I'm going to, because...
EllieHampton2.
Because Chadwick people want to know.
Yeah, that's all people want
to
know.
I don't tweet about UFC, so if you really care about UFC, I'm not one to follow.
Yeah, he tweets about other sports. Well, less important sports.
More important sports. Mm. You are definitely entitled to your wrong opinion. But
oh, really? Did you hear the beginning of this? We're going to go into the octagon.
All right, let's do it.
I'm going to put on my UFC gloves, which I do have.
I'm going to go bare-fisted.
Oh, my word.
I don't know if that's worse or better. I mean, it's probably worse for you and probably worse for me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably just worse all around.
It's okay. I wouldn't actually fight you anyway.
Yeah, so. I wouldn't want to lose to me either. I get it.
I don't think I could come back from that, so I'm just going to say.
Sometimes I honestly go home, like, I'm walking home, like, I just wish someone would just jump me so I could just lay him flat. I feel like I've watched enough UFC that I could do it, but I might just be overconfident.
But I can't even beat a couple guys in the street.
I totally could. I've almost gotten to a couple fights at Buffalo Wild Wings. I could do it.
See, now we have to go for sure. Because I want to see you get into it with someone else.
Man, we still need to have a office watch party. Tim's been talking about it. We were going to do it on April 8th until I realized I was going to be gone. And there's a couple fight nights in between that, but UFC 211 is going to be on May 13th, so we can go to that one. That one's going to be really good. That one has actually Yair Rodriguez, who we talked about last time, who I'm predicting is going to be, if he wins this one, he's fighting Frankie Edgar, who is way good, and he's been in the top for a long time. So if he wins this one, he's definitely going to get a title shot this year, I think.
It's a definite maybe for me because my brother is either getting married that day or the day before.
Oh,
so
shoot. Is this never going to happen?
Well, I mean, not if you keep bailing.
You're just going to, I'll just live tweet it. You just have to follow it.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be a good fight night, that one. Stipe Miocic and Junior Dos Anjos is going to be the main card. So that's pretty cool. And I will butcher her name, but Awana Jedrzejczyk. I can't pronounce her name.
It's entertaining to listen to you try to pronounce these things.
It's spelled Jedrzejczyk. It's just a bunch of consonants.
Let me see.
Jedrzejczyk or something like that. I know, right?
Yeah. Your guess is as good as mine. I never know how to pronounce those Eastern European names. I know.
Props to Bruce Buffer.
I mean, they probably tell him how to pronounce it, but...
He probably has to practice it.
I would assume so.
Yeah, but that's a hard one. Anyway, she's really good. She's just defending her title again. She's 13-0, so that's going to be really cool. I'm pretty sure she's going to win again. We're going to bet that.
And if she doesn't, are you going to strike through campus?
Nah, I'm not that confident on that one. Pretty confident, but not that confident.
And I really, really am rooting for Conor McGregor.
Oh, shut up. It's not going to happen.
But what if it does?
Then we will have a lawsuit on our hands, I'm sure, from the university.
Only if you get caught.
It's true. Yes.
Because, like, I mean, honestly, it's going to be summer. There's not going to be a ton of people up here.
Are we talking about this again? It's not happening. You can keep thinking about it all you want, but it's never going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see.
Don't bank on it.
So, do we have some good fight nights coming up?
Yeah. So, there's two of them in between. 210 and 211.
Basically, what I want is for you to tell me which matches you're most looking forward to, and also kind of if there. We're also going to need you to come up with your fighter to look out for, up and coming fighter.
Aha! All right.
So don't forget to give us
don't
that.
Don't forget that.
Because we're here on the show for your hot takes.
Yeah, it's the most important part of this show.
I mean, it's the entire show.
Well, so there's...
Other than me making terrible jokes. And well, sometimes I get laughs, so I guess
obviously it works out. Let's see. There are two fight nights in between April 15th and April 22nd. And April 15th will be way cool. It's actually Mighty Mouse, Demetrius Johnson. He's awesome. He's in the flyweight. He's been champion for ages. No one can beat him, and he's definitely going to win again. He's fighting Wilson Rees.
And if he doesn't win...
Oh, my gosh. and then the...
Are you buying wings if he doesn't win?
Okay, sure. Yeah, I can bet on that one. Mighty Mouse has not been beat for seriously ages. His record is 24-2. That's pretty crazy.
I'm 25-0.
Shut up. At what?
I don't know. Something.
Something. I'll figure it out. And Rose Namajunas is on that card too, and I love her. She can pull off that, you know, shaved bald head, and nobody cares because she's awesome. She's fighting Michelle Watterson. She's a karate chick.
Karate indeed. I guess before we get to your up and comer that we should look out for, what is your favorite fighting style? Do you have one?
Oh, all right. Good question. I think that my favorite is probably just Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It has the best, like, throwing. I think it has the best, it's the most well-rounded, I feel like. You know, you can take people down, and you're still really good on your feet, you know, opposed to just relying on boxing or karate or something where you're mostly just on your feet anyway. But yeah, I think Jiu-Jitsu is pretty cool. I wish I knew more about it.
And why do you think that it's the best? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm like, I just said.
I know. No, that was going to be my follow-up question. Then you like said it, and I was like, oh,
I got you.
Now I'm going to say it again to get a rise out of you. but you also ruined another one of my follow-up questions by saying that you didn't know as much about it as you would like. Because I was going to say, so have you mastered it yet?
Oh, I wish. That'd be cool.
I mean, it'd be cool for you. Wouldn't be cool for me, because when I take you off, then you would just like destroy me.
See, that's the thing. Oh, see, that's the another reason I like it is like, it could be the smallest person against a, you know, humongous opponent, and they could take them down with jiu-jitsu.
So, like, you against me. It's pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah, I could throw the crap out of you if I knew jiu-jitsu. Anyone could throw the crap out of anyone if they knew Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
No, it would get... Never mind.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Oh. Nothing.
But also, I'm very partial to wrestling. You know? Yeah. That's just... That was the basics for me. That's what I grew up watching, and that's what I enjoy watching. So, and I think it's really difficult. So people who can do that I think it's impressive.
What if I was to tell you that wrestling is for losers?
Then
if looks could kill people. You should have seen the look. She it was really quick, but she's just like, I'm gonna destroy you.
Yeah, I'm so sick of that argument, you know, in high school and everyone's like, oh, only gay people wrestle. It's a gay sport, no. You know? I think that it's ridiculous, but anyway.
No, yeah, not at all. No,
I think it's
cool. Wrestling was never my thing. I played basketball. But there were some good wrestlers at my high school. And they actually have won state as a team the last 3 years. And they've gotten a lot better from the time I was starting in high school to now. But yes, I mean, I definitely have a lot of respect for wrestlers.
Yeah.
Not my thing at all.
Sure.
But it takes a lot of strength and a lot of skill.
Seriously.
I mean, because you have to use like every muscle in your body and stuff and get position. You have to be really quick.
Yeah. So. And it's not the same way that you would use it like in UFC when you're trying to get a submission out of it. Like you're trying to pin them. And I think that that's even more difficult.
Yeah. Because like they can just like pop up a little bit and it takes out you gotta count.
Hold it or it's a near fall. But yeah, I think it's really cool.
Yeah, so it's interesting.
Yeah, there's tons of crazy fighting styles that, you know, most people just know the basics. They know karate, they know judo, they know, you know, jiu-jitsu.
Well, know of them.
Yeah, exactly. They know of them. But like, you know, Muay Thai.
So, what's the strangest one then?
Oh, we'll see. Like some of these, let me see. Some of these styles I don't even recognize the name of. Krav Maga, people have heard of that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard of that?
I've heard of that. But, I mean, it's like, what's the weirdest Kenpo style? Like, the one that you're like, that doesn't make a lot of sense, but somehow it actually works a little bit. Is there one?
Yeah, there's one that I'm like, that I'm always wondering why people decide to go that way. Yeah, and that one's called Zuquan.
Zuquan.
Yeah, it's under, like, Chinese martial arts. It's got, you know, that's where like wushu and karate and everything is under. But Zuquan is it's also called drunken boxing, I think is what it's called.
Oh, okay.
It's the one where it looks like they're staggering and they're
Jar Jar's form of fighting, right?
You're right, exactly. That's true. But yeah, I don't know if I think the point is just to make you look unpredictable and you're kind of throwing off the opponent. You look like you're toying with them a little bit. But yeah, I don't really understand that one. I just feel like I wouldn't be good at it. It'd be really easy to make a mistake.
But you're clumsy.
Yeah, like
so you could pull it off the looks anyway.
Well, that's true, but like I'm clumsy, so if I tried to look clumsy, like that just doesn't make sense. I would definitely fall over, or, you know, I'd trip.
This would be entertaining to watch.
Yeah, like it's pretty fun to watch when people are good at it, which there's a couple guys that are good at it.
All-time great though of doing this. Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks. Yeah, if you're wondering what that is. It's where you look like you don't know what you're doing, but really you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. It's super weird. They're just like staggering around and they're making unpredictable like,
it's kinda like
fake outs and stuff.
Drunken thing. Yeah. Basically, you're just supposed to put off the impression that you have literally no idea and that maybe you're a little drunk. And so like it really is just all about being unpredictable.
Yeah. You're just throwing your weight around. Yeah. It's kind
of. So you look incompetent, but then they misjudge you and then you
it's just harder to read trash. But also I feel like it'd be way easier to make a mistake. You just slip up really easy.
I mean I wouldn't know because I've never practiced it.
Yeah, well, me neither, but it looks difficult, let's just say.
Yeah, so I guess with that, who's another fighter that is maybe up and coming that people haven't really heard of that they should keep an eye on?
Does George St. Pierre count? Because technically he's back.
Up and coming.
Up and coming. Fine.
Up and coming.
All right. Well, I already said Rodriguez, so maybe make sure you watch out for him on UFC 211, because I promise you, he will not be disappointing. Who I would choose, though, is probably Mickey Gall. He is kind of newer. He's only had 4 fights in the UFC. But he's won all of them so far, and all of them by submission. All of them were rear naked choke. So that's pretty impressive, and I think that he's going to continue to just do well. I think he's going to climb the rankings pretty fast. He's kind of in the spotlight right now. So I would say Mickey Gall. Keep your eye out for him.
All right. Well, it's been some pretty good hot takes. Yeah. If you guys have feedback, let Ellie know. Once again, Twitter, @EllieHampton2. She's going to love to get bombarded by your tweets, so make sure you do that.
Sure thing.
It's going to be great. But yeah.
Yeah. We'll be fast friends if you tweet me. Tweet me anything UFC. Tag me in anything UFC.
And you'll be on the fast track. I ended up on the slow track to friendship with Ellie.
Apparently.
But we might be friends at this point. But you can get on the fast track. You can get on the fast track tweeter about UFC.
UFC is the easy way in.
It's like food for guys, but for Ellie, it's UFC.
Yeah.
And maybe
UFC
food.
And wrestling.
Maybe food.
And maybe food. Close second. But yeah, thanks for listening. I hope you all have a good day.
Have a good one.